Watch, Adidas ad promotes biological males playing in female sports. By Dylan Gwynn on March 12, 2022. Adidas has unveiled a series of ads, including a feature promoting and celebrating biological male athletes who compete in women's sports. In the ad campaign titled I'm Possible, Adidas highlights a Brazilian trans athlete Tiffany Abreu as he navigates the difficult world of possessing vastly superior physical traits to pretty much everyone he's competing against. It's impossible, says one of the ads, to take hold of the world's spotlight overnight. Create your own uniform. Be a cover model. A powerful athlete. Or compete as a trans woman. Impossible? No. I'm possible. Not only is she an unstoppable athlete, but she also uses her voice to encourage others to embrace their own identities, the ad claims. Abreu says that he plays for Brazil and for all trans women in the ad specific to him. The Brazilian then finishes by saying, "My story is not impossible. Because I'm possible." In a sane world, Abreu's ascendance to the Olympics and the top of Brazilian women's volleyball would have been impossible. Males have muscular, skeletal, and cardiovascular advantages over women that cannot be entirely erased by testosterone suppressors or any form of therapy. These inherent advantages put female athletes at a distinct disadvantage when competing against men. Those advantages have recently been put on display in women's college swimming as Leah Thomas. Thomas, a man, left the men's swimming team at the University of Pennsylvania after three rather unremarkable years to join the women's team and become the most dominant performer in women's college swimming. Transgender swimmer Leah Thomas. Joseph Prezioso / AFP via Getty Images. It also remains to be seen how Adidas reconciles its support of male athletes competing in and dominating women's sports with the company's supposed support of women's rights and women's athletics. Thomas alone has erased several women from the NCAA record books by smashing long-standing swimming records set by actual women. As Thomas' example shows, while the left is fond of saying that only a relative few males are competing in women's sports, it only takes one to completely reset the history books of a given sport and wipe out the life achievements of dozens of actual women. One would think that Adidas and their corporate peers would be against canceling women since they claim to be so. However, sadly, their action in keeping up with the woke flavor of the day seems worth more to them than women's rights. And clearly, for biological women trying their best to make it in sports, it's not their day. It's a man's world, and Adidas seems okay with that.